just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Good and welcome, my friends. Yes, another edition of The Flip Side coming your way on this Thursday, April the 19th. You know, today there was a common phrase that was running through my head from early this morning. And that phrase was, you've got to be kidding me. And I guess on this day of April the 19th, it would be safe to say, and I was going to do a program on this, but certain events changed during the course of the day, but let me just say, we are all Branch Davidians now. Before we get into the meat of, you got to be kidding me, I didn't realize there were so many stupid white people out there, and they had no excuses. Anyway, on Wall Street, European debt once again raising its head, and the Dow taking it on the chin, off 68 points at 12,964. NASDAQ off 23 at 3,007. U.S. dollar marginally weaker at 79.56. Crude oil higher by 28 cents at 102.55. Gold closed higher by 60 cents at 16.43. Silver higher by 17 cents at 31.90. And yes, we did breach $32 during the trading day. Platinum off $3 at 15.87. And palladium up 5 at 6.68. Mining index marginally weaker by 28 basis points. XAU closing at 165.68. The first story I saw this morning that I had to say you have to be kidding me came courtesy of that government agency that's supposed to oversee financial shenanigans. Yes, the SEC. Now, this has to be a collection of the dumbest white people in America, outside of, obviously, Congress and the Senate. But that's another story. We'll be back after this.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call us today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call today, 888-639-2621.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday. About 4 weeks ago, a rating agency by the name of Egan Jones published a report that said that if we are going to face another episode of having a debate about raising the U.S. debt ceiling come August, there was a high likelihood that the U.S. Credit rating would once again be downgraded. Now, what's interesting about the story is that Egan Jones, long before Fitch and Moody's came out after the last debt raising debacle, announced a downgrade of U.S. debt, Egan Jones made the same prognosis. Well, after a hit piece in the Wall Street Journal against Egan Jones a few days ago, it was announced today that the Securities and Exchange Commission is expected to vote on possible charges against the firm Egan Jones possibly by tomorrow. According to the SEC, the charges stem from allegedly willful misstatements on Egan Jones's regulatory application with the SEC. Now, the SEC is made up of a bunch of really dumb guys. I mean, they were given the skinny on Bernie Madoff and looked the other way. And it's pretty clear that the SEC has no idea what the definition of liquidity is. And the very same SEC continues to refuse to take any action against high-frequency trading or to press criminal charges against any banker, or for that matter, to do anything that may jeopardize the future careers of all the stupid white people who work for the Securities and Exchange Commission. If anything illustrates the incompetence of the regulatory agencies, I think that story tops them all. Now, let's not forget that its charter is to identify manipulation taking place in financial markets. And for those of you like me who watch on a consistent basis the manipulation tactics and suppression of gold and silver prices, and we know who the players are. The SEC, and together with the other bunch of stupid white people, the CFTC, do absolutely nothing about it. I mean, last week, 15 minutes before the COMEX closed, 10,000 gold contracts changed hands. Normally, a high percentage of COMEX trading occurs within the first 2 hours of a trading day. Trading 10,000 contracts going into the close is highly unusual, to say the least, because those 10,000 contracts represent 1 million ounces of gold, valued at well over $1.6 billion. And let's not forget, the same suspicious selling occurred the previous week at round about 2 p.m. Eastern Time on April the 3rd on the release of the minutes from the recent FOMC meeting. Within 30 minutes, the quantity of silver sold equaled 80% of the annual worldwide mining production. The deluge of sales started right as the minutes were being released. These were not sales by people who read the release and then decided to sell on the basis of the contents of the minutes. No, these sales were planned in advance. Now, here you have a bona fide slam dunk case of manipulation at the COMEX, but what is the SEC going to investigate and press charges against Egan Jones for having the temerity to say that if we go into another circus of raising the debt ceiling, it's going to do nothing more than damage the credit rating of the U.S.? And for that, they have to be silenced. It wouldn't shock me to hear that Fitch and Moody's will receive a bonus from the SEC for not downgrading the U.S. in their filings. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, this is just, I mean, it's mind-boggling. Is it any wonder there are growing numbers of tax refugees exiting the USA permanently? And now today we find out that the TSA is on a major expansion of mission creep, turning the U.S. into a full-blown police state, as the TSA is now expanding its operation to highways and byways. Yeah, you thought you could escape this particular crowd of stupid white people by not flying, think again. Coming to a city and town near you. Now, those stories in and of themselves should make you scratch your head as to the level of stupidity of not only government employees, but various government agencies. But they pale in comparison to the Likud-controlled U.S. Senate. Now, I'm going to name a couple of senators here. I have cacti in the front of my condo that have a higher level of IQ than most of the elected representatives of the U.S. Senate. And these people are not in any way, shape, or form concerned about the well-being of the citizens that elected them to office. Their allegiance lies with Israel. These are all Israel firsters. And also a number of them, and in particular, Senator Barbara Boxer, who recently introduced that wonderful piece of legislation that said that if you are a U.S. citizen and you owe the IRS more than $50,000, the State Department can cancel your passport. Barbara Boxer has always been a tucker short of a full plate. But that aside, she is also a staunch Israel firster. Don't know why she doesn't pack up and move to Israel and get a job with the Likud party. Now, I bring this to your attention because there's a sense of the Senate. Senate Resolution 402 that was introduced yesterday into the U.S. Senate. And when I saw this, I said to myself, you've got to be kidding me. Can these people actually be really this stupid or this criminal? And we'll tell you what this Senate resolution was when we return after this.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Day after day, I'm more confused. But I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for this Thursday, April the 19th. So what is Senate Resolution 402? It's a resolution condemning Joseph Kony and the Lord's Resistance Army for committing crimes against humanity and mass atrocities and supporting ongoing efforts by the United States government and governments in Central Africa to remove Joseph Kony and the Lord's Resistance commanders from the battlefield. This Senate resolution was sponsored by Israel Firster, Senator Christopher Coons. And this is what's even more shocking. To prove my point beyond all reasonable doubt about the level of stupid white people that are in the U.S. Senate, he now has 42 co-sponsors, and they are all the usual suspects of the Likud party. Barbara Boxer, Roy Blunt, Susan Collins, Dianne Feinstein, Al Franklin, Lindsey Graham, Orrin Hatch, James Inhofe, Mary Landrieu, Patrick Leahy, Carl Levin, Joseph Lieberman, John McCain, Charles Chucky Schumer. Now, when Kony 2012 first became an internet sensation about 2 months ago, I think I pretty much destroyed any credibility as to the truthfulness of Kony 2012. And what's even more ironic is within days of me destroying Kony 2012 as being nothing more than propaganda. The guy who created the Invisible Children and producer of Kony 2012 was videotaped in San Diego running around the streets butt naked, choking his chicken. And I hope that doesn't offend anybody. It is now very clear to me that Kony 2012 is nothing more than a U.S. and Mossad-backed guerrilla force, once again like the old colonialists, looking at creating another Saddam boogeyman so that European interests can once again move into Africa and plunder its natural resources. Let's go to the phones real quick. George in Wisconsin. Hey, George.
Hey, how you doing? Listen, I'd like to ask you a question.
Fire away.
NORFED and that Liberty Dollar that was out.
Yes.
Back in August of 2003, we had one of our men become an associate salesman for them, and we got a discount. We put together mucho bucks and got a giant box of it, and it was only $6 an ounce. And we also got some of them bills, but they would be useless now. But they also made a coin with Ron Paul on, and that's when the big bust came, and it was called counterfeit. But how could they do that? Because we've got coins with 10 different designs on. What was that? Do you have a little more?
Let me tell you, you've hit the jackpot. You know, even though, obviously, as you correctly stated, the paper NORFED dollars are just pieces of paper that would make for interesting talking points, but the NORFED silver and even the copper, I think they also did a copper Ron Paul coin. Those are fetching a substantial premium over its intrinsic value, and don't quote me on this, but the last time I checked, NORFED silver dollars were trading on eBay for around about $40 to $50 a copy.
Mm-hmm. That was a question I was going to ask you, sir, about the rumor I heard that they were selling on the Internet. Interesting.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I can just thanks for the Internet.
With each 1,000 coins that we bought for $6,000, that's worth over $30,000 now, and maybe $45,000. Well, we wouldn't sell them anyway.
Yeah, I have to say that I haven't. I know he is coming up for sentencing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not exactly sure when it is.
Well, okay. Thanks for the info, buddy. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, when I come back after the break, I'll tell you what I found on eBay and what they're selling NORFED dollars for.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Getprepareduxpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Shealy.
And plenty more.
Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Go to GetPreparedExpo.com.
One day passes $10 at the door. Advance weekend passes $15.
At GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com.
Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
If you're not prepared,
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay.
Welcome back to the flip side on this Thursday, April the 19th. I don't know, George, are you still there? Okay. Well, George, I hope this doesn't give you a heart attack, but it's going to be worthwhile looking through that collection of Norfed silver dollars you have. I'm looking at eBay as we speak, and apparently, and you're going to have to do your homework on this one, the 2008 Ron Paul Liberty $1, 1 troy ounce, 3.9 fine silver. You can buy it now on eBay for $300. The regular 1 ounce Norfed Liberty dollars in proof condition are selling for $49. And even the half ounce, $10 Norfed dollar is selling, well, you can buy it now on eBay for $39.95. So, isn't that ironic that here you have silver coins that are selling for a major premium to the intrinsic value of the metal, while the paper script is completely and utterly worthless. Read into that statement as you will. But let's get back to these 43 disillusioned and misguided U.S. senators that are supporting a resolution calling for the U.S. to once again send troops into Africa to capture Joseph Kony. And according to a recent article by Richard Cottrell, he says, what's going on in Central Africa is a fine old game of ping pong. The new scramble for Africa in which Western intelligence agencies, the American CIA, British MI6, Belgian intelligence, and Israeli Mossad are playing both sides of the table. The aim is to destabilize the entire region so effectively that most of it can be controlled under the disguise of the oh-so-usual humanitarian mission. Uganda, like many parts of Africa in that region, sits on vast mineral reserves of copper, diamonds, gold, uranium, and oil. And it's just waiting to be exploited by Western interests. And this is a direct continuation of the CIA Mossad promotion of the Katanga breakaway state back in the 1960s. I mean, this has played out before. At that time, Western powers encouraged their local stooge, Moishe Chombi, to pull out of the freshly independent Belgian Congo. The Prime Minister of the Congolese Republic at the time, Patrice Lumumba, was murdered in 1961 with the complicity of the U.S. and Belgian special forces. One of the CIA agents who was involved in the illegal assassination of the Congolese leader, Patrice Lumumba, was Frank Carlucci, who was the Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration in the late 1980s. After leaving office, he became chairman of the infamous Carlyle Group from 1992 to 2003, a company that is linked to the Bush and Bin Laden families, as well as another host of nasty people. These people are not only raping and murdering Africa, but they are raping and murdering America and pretty much the whole planet. They don't have human empathy. They are motivated by greed and want to take total control of the populations and resources of the earth. This is nothing more than the cabal of satanic international banksters who control the CIA, the MI6, Mossad, and other Western intelligence agencies that are currently raping, killing, and looting in Afghanistan, Uganda, Iraq, Libya, and yes, in America. The Kony 2012 campaign is a well-funded propaganda facade to lure the good-hearted Americans into backing another illegal U.S.-UN intervention in a part of the world that has been raped by cynical conquerors since the dawn of time. This campaign is not about saving the children of Uganda from a heartless and brutal monster but about stripping the resources of Uganda and giving them to the biggest heartless and brutal monsters on the planet who own the CIA, the MI6, Mossad, and the entire Western intelligence security machine. Kony's job is to provide the USA with a perfect excuse to invade Uganda on the pretext of inciting another humanitarian mission. And as a side note, I mean, if you care about humanity and the people and the children of Uganda, then you must denounce the cynical Kony 2012 campaign and inform your friends and family members that the real killers who are massacring children across the planet control the CIA, U.S. military, Mossad, NATO, and the U.N. And so for me to see today that 42 senators with strong ties to the Mossad all came out in support of Senate Resolution 42. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's interesting to see some of the comments that some of the senators made for their support of this sense of the Senate in saying that it was their teenage daughters who brought this Kony 2012 to their attention. Now, Kony 2012 is not a new phenomena. It's been around for a while. I mean, it's been on the internet for a long time. I think it first appeared in November of last year. But then it became a internet sensation. And those that have delved into the reason for that short video of the invisible children getting in excess of 100 million hits in as many days was done in large part by teenage girls. Kony 2012 was a very slick production that couldn't have been done by a psychotic kid in San Diego that was found running around butt naked doing the nasty. This is and has been a well-orchestrated CIA Mossad operation. And what confirms it is a CIA Mossad operation is the names of the Senate who were quick to jump on as co-sponsors of the sense of the Senate resolution within 24 hours of this resolution being written. These senators need to answer some questions. What is their motivation behind supporting this House resolution when it is and has been proved beyond all reasonable doubt that it was a fake? As a matter of fact, as far as Joseph Kony is concerned, he is a pure manufacture of the CIA. He hasn't been seen in Uganda for some 6 to 8 years. And I think if you ask your friends and family if they can point to you on a map of Africa where Uganda is, I guarantee you they will have as much hard a time trying to identify where Uganda is as they will on identifying where Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan is. And so is it any wonder that you see the TSA's mission creep turning the U.S. into a police state? Because there's a large swath of people in America who are so brain dead, it's mind-boggling. Because whenever you bring up subjects like this about the TSA setting up roadblocks outside of airports, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, why would you be worried about it? This is nothing more than preparing you for the worst. At some point in time, a national ID card will be proposed, and this is all done under the guise of making you safer. And it also leads down that slippery slope of your papers, please. Yeah, we're living in interesting times. No question about that. And then the recent legislation that Barbara Boxer put in, that the U.S. State Department can deny U.S. citizens a passport for debts incurred by the IRS. These guys know something's coming down the pike. They are well aware that this giant Ponzi scheme is going to implode in on itself at some point in time, and at which time all hell is going to break loose. I can see no other reason for these elected representatives' desire to turn America into a police state. And I guess also helps explain, amongst other things, why I am on this side of the border. You know, you have to ask yourself, how many times in your life do you have to see stuff unfold before you get a clue? What's happening in America today, I've seen before, up close and personal. And I can't see it heading in any other direction. And as I said, it's amazing when you try and bring this to people's attention, rather than deal with the reality, which requires using some of that gray matter to do their own research and find out the facts for themselves, they resort to that common soundbite. Well, if you're doing nothing wrong, you don't have anything to fear. Yeah, sure. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out and be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call us today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call today, 888-639-2621.
Well, welcome back to the flip side for this Thursday, April the 19th, the day that'll live in infamy. Now, the Conan 2012 the story was not done for any other reason today than because the Senate sense of the resolution was passed yesterday. And for those that joined us last week Friday with Charles Colson, you will remember that we ended the show where Charles wanted to spend a show talking about the events that are going on in Sudan, between North and South Sudan, which is once again erupting into a full-blown civil war. And so that'll be the topic for discussion tomorrow with Charles Colson. And don't be shocked or amazed by some of the information you find out about who some of the players are in stirring up civil war unrest in Sudan. And surprise, surprise, many of them are noted American leading figures in the evangelical Zionist movement. Isn't it ironic, whenever there is great human suffering, Israel always shows up as one of the perpetrators of the violence? It's about time America sat down and had a real heart-to-heart discussion about how this small little country has so much power and sway in not only everyday American life, but is also responsible for electing its presidents. Anyway, my friends, stand by. Alan Watt coming up at the top of the hour. We'll do this again tomorrow with Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. Till then, see you, bye.